Well, we were trying for a couple of weeks leading up to deadline, but we eventually sort of said to the chairman about 8 o'clock on deadline night, we'll call it quits here. We're not getting anywhere. So we did. So we let the fans know nice and early, rather than have them set up around the television or screens or computers and see what's happening. So we went home.
How close did you come then?
We came close on a particular couple, and perhaps not so close on another couple, and we had some calls on deadline day as well, just to see if we could react to the other clubs doing things with players that we like. But it was just going to take too long to make anything happen. So again, we had to pull back.
Was it kind of waiting for the domino effect to kick in then, in some ways?
Yeah, I think one of the players we lost was the parent club of that team, if you like. Never had the parent club that we were trying to get the player from, never could get their business done. They never got the player in. So we always knew we were never going to get the lad we wanted if they couldn't. So we knew quite early on deadline day, around 4 o'clock, that wasn't going to happen, and their manager was heading off into the sunset. So we knew that wasn't going to happen. And with one other, we probably hung around until about 8 o'clock on the basis of waiting in the call to say, right, you can make it happen, because we had spoken to the player's agent and the deal in terms of the player would have been done, but we just couldn't get permission from the parent club, and we always have to respect that.
It sounds like there were specific players then. You weren't just trying to fill holes and you weren't going to look at other players. You had specific targets there for certain ones you wanted to do.
Absolutely. You know, you've got, you know, it's a world that's crazy for football agents in the lead up to deadline day, as you can imagine, but we didn't entertain any calls or entertain any names that weren't part of something we'd be looking at for the best part of 3 or 4 weeks. So it was very easy to say no to those guys. Some good players in amongst it, but we targeted some players and, you know, we just didn't get them, but that happens.
Are either of those two players that you can go back and revisit in terms of the loan market then when it reopens next week?
Well, of course, you can go back and get them in a loan basis, but having an agreement in place to take them on a permanent basis, it was very clear that's what we'd done with Danny Ward. And when we signed Danny Ward, it was, you know, it was a paperwork exercise to bring him on loan, but there was always an agreement almost struck at the same time that he would join at a certain date on a permanent basis. So there's always that option.
So will you do that? Will you go back to these clubs and say, can we talk now the window reopens?
Certainly the one where we didn't get permission to speak, because they couldn't get the player in, there's no point, because it's they need that player in the door. But there is a couple of other players that we'll pick up the conversations as we go past the weekend. There's no point going back in today, because the windows, you know, don't open till Tuesday, so we'll be talking.
Would Emmanuel Ledesma, should I say, be one of those that you might go back and have another look at?
Well, I think Middlesbrough have more or less intimated that they're, you know, unless they get a certain value, they're going to keep Manu around. So that's always the prerogative of Itar up at Middlesbrough to do that. We got to a value very early in the window, and we never moved from that value.
What about Tom Lawrence as well? Any chance of you maybe going back and looking at that?
I think Tom Lawrence would walk back here, and I think we drive and save him the walk. But I think Leicester City, I'll keep him in there in a minute.
How many do you want to bring in then on loan? Are you two? Is it two? It seems like what you were saying. You were trying
to get
two. Yeah,
a couple. You know, we literally cleared the decks to allow that to happen. You have to. People think you have to balance things. You have to balance things in your squad for different reasons. You have to give an opportunity to players to go and play football who are knocking on your door and you don't see them getting in your starting 11 and they're desperate to play football on a Saturday. And you have to balance that, of course, with making sure you've got realistic targets to come in and keep your squad healthy of competition and covering yourself for various things that happen, suspensions and injuries. We've got wonderful cover within our squad at the minute, but we need one or two more bits of quality.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you assess the squad then now? Now the permanent window's shut, how do you fully assess your squad?
Oh, well, listen, we're in a great position, a very healthy position, squad-wise, both financially and both in numbers. You know, we've got Connor Salmon and Adam Hammerwin on a long-term basis, so they're here till the end of the season. Young Jack Barnby's gone back to Leicester, of course, earlier this week. And so we actually only sit here with one emergency, what you call it, short-term loan signing, was Ezekiel Friars, and he's got another 2 weeks here, so we're in very good shape.
Will you look to renew that? I was going to come on to him because he has got until the 16th, isn't it, his loan's up?
Yeah, I think he's got to 17th, he's got to post-Derby. But I think the wonderful thing that we have got is that Zeki's got better in every game. You know, when he arrived, it was fairly obvious he needed some match time. And he's got that match time. He's also got the benefit of working here with the fitness staff, who work incredibly hard to get people fit. So Zeki's got better in every game, but that improvement, if you like, has to continue to the 17th. And if it does, we'll have a positive chat with Alan Pardew.
How have you used this week then? Tell us a bit about how this week's been without a midweek fixture.
Well, we've worked really hard again on the training ground. It's it's been difficult with the weather, as we know, for most clubs. I was speaking to Stuart Gray earlier this week, and they've been inside in the dome, which is not ideal for them as well, as you know. So it's been difficult, and we've delayed training start today to see if we can get on the green grass. We certainly had an excellent session on it yesterday, and we need to be ready because this is a very smart Ipswich team that's coming to New York tomorrow.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it, when the ground's so hard and the players can't really get out and get the time on the grass that you would like them to get?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Monday, Tuesday, we had to lock the players up, and we managed to get an indoor facility ourselves, but it's never the same as being out there and getting wholly charged and wholly prepared. And we got some players desperate to keep a shirt and want to continue to make that point, and we get some players desperate to get into a starting 11 that have come here to play games.
You've got a real tough run coming up, haven't you? I know there are no easy games in the Championship, but is it fair to say you've got a real difficult three games certainly on the way?
Well, I can remember thinking that Exeter, Fleetwood, Bradford and Plymouth was a tough run. And I can remember looking at some of the games in League One and thinking like sort of Preston, Swindon, Sheffield United, etc. was a tough run. And here we are embracing a very tough run in the Championship, but I really do believe in the squad that we've put together in recent weeks and over a longer period. I really do believe in these guys, and if we have the same desire and passion and commitment that we had against the likes of Bolton and Charlton, with the same abilities, because the abilities got a big part to play in it, then we'll be fine.
Team news-wise, how are you looking? Any knocks on Eagles?
No, we've got Jack Conn, who's missed the last couple of days. With probably you hear my voice, and he's a bit worse than me. But we're hopeful that Jack may be in at some stage today. We'll see how he slept overnight. I'm just waiting on the report of that. Other than that, we're in good shape.
That's purely down to the player then, isn't it? We've all had colds, we've all had flu, we all know how we feel. It's purely down to just how he feels he can get on.
Yeah, just in her degrees yesterday, I think he was quite poorly. We, you know, vomiting and trots at the other end, if we can use that expression. So is that a proper word? I'd probably be charged with FA Monday for saying the word trots, wouldn't I? Where I come from, they call it trots. And so from that point of view, we'll see who he is later in the day. But, you know, Jack came to play football. We come on last week at Charlton, he made a very favourable impression to all of us, including our supporters, and we'd all love him to be out there at some stage tomorrow.
I guess in some ways you've got to keep him away from the other players, haven't you? You don't want it to spread.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think there's parts that the medical team will tell you is contagious, and there's parts that's not. The part that I've got, I can't stay at home, they've told me it's not contagious, so I need to come in. I think when you start to get the vomiting virus and the trots, that's been charged twice. Then you realise that the medical team say that's contagious, so he has to stay away.
So Ipswich then, what do you make to them? They've slipped up a little bit in recent weeks.
Well, I think they've slipped up, but it's no hidden secret. They've, in that 5 or 6 week period, they've been without either McGoldrick or Murphy. And I think together they're as good as anyone in the league. And I put the Derby Counties and the Bournemouths and everyone else up there. But I think when you look at Murphy and McGoldrick, you get two special talented boys. I think arguably each, if not both, could play in the Premier League. So they had a little spell without McGoldrick when he came off, where I think it may have been a little hamstring and missed a couple of weeks, and the form dipped a little bit. And then the boy Murphy missed last week when they played against Wigan. But I've seen Big Mick's words, and we know one or two people down there to say they'll both be on the grass at the New York tomorrow. So that makes a task tougher, but it's certainly a game we're looking forward positively at. But we recognise the strength of Ipswich Town for sure.
And after the game down at Portman Road, obviously a 2-0 defeat, a couple of early goals, but Mick McCarthy said it was their toughest game of the season at that point.
I think Mick said that a few times this season, hasn't he, with different teams. Listen, he's a very honest man. I said before we went there, I was quite frightened of him and all of him before, but he's since then, I speak to him on a real regular basis, and he's just a gentleman, and he's a bit like me, isn't he? He says it as it is, and it's at some people, but not all. But he'll see this as a game tomorrow where if they get 3 points, and looking at who else play each other at the top of that league, you'd expect most of them to get the points. So they'll know it's a big day for them as well as it is for the Millers.
Yeah, he's from South Yorkshire, and that's how they do it down these parts, isn't it? Say a spade's a spade.
Yeah, exactly. I was at a supporters gathering last night with our chairman, and a number of people come up and said the one thing they respect about us here is we say it as it is. And I don't think Mick McCarthy minces his words. We've only seen that, haven't we? Paul Taylor this week. Paul's returned back after a loan period from a year, and Mick says he'll not be back, full stop, and then repeated a week later using the word full stop. I had a chuckle, but he's a good manager. He should have never left Wolverhampton Wanderers, and everyone knows that now. And that's only to the true benefit of Ipswich Town.